Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. So I think that this is David asking all the nations around to come to worship the God of Israel. Well, of course, the Jews or the Israelites at the time, they considered that they were the only people who were in covenant with God. But there was nothing ever written in the Law of Moses that said that Gentiles, that's people who aren't Jews, couldn't come and worship. And so he's inviting all these nations to come and recognize that Yahweh, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Well, that's a fairly big criticism of any idea that we as human beings somehow ourselves evolved from nothing and that God has nothing to do with it. Quite clearly, there is a creator and there was a creator of all things. And he made us and not we ourselves. There's a great comfort in that, that God, as he elsewhere says, has pity on us because he knows our frame and he remembers that we're dust. So he made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I think the idea is that God is not going to turn round and show another face one day. That, oh yeah, well, I forgave you that then, but now I don't. Now I'm demanding it. God's mercy is not like our mercy. If God forgives, then he forgives forever. And his truth, he is absolutely going to be truthful to his covenant. He's promised to give us everlasting life, and he really will.